Plains Board of Education. And Mr., oh, can I call roll, please? Where's Ms. Dunfer?
Mrs. Cooley.
Here.
Mr. Datz.
Here.
Mr. Butts.
Here.
Mr. Hunter.
Here.
Mr. Morlock.
Present.
Mrs. Smith and Mr. Detweiler, present.
Mr. Datz, will you read this?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have public communication. I do not see anyone signed in to speak this evening. Anybody want to speak this evening? We'll move to board work session. Do we have anything for board work session?
Madam President, were we going to discuss the tentative dates that you had for the...
Yes, let's do that. Does anyone have a date that they can't make those, or any date better? I guess I'll go that route.
Yeah, we just go ahead and say what dates we have first.
Were they the 4th? No.
It was.
The 7th, the 9th, yeah. The 14th, or the 16th?
Tuesday, Thursday. So the first week in October and the second week in October. Right? 7, 9, 14, 16.
Yeah. I say the 7th.
October 7th? Anybody opposed to that date? Okay. Let's do October 7th. It's 4 o'clock, an okay starting time.
It would be tough for me to get here by 4.
Okay.
So what's it? I think 5 works probably a little bit better, 4:30. I mean, depending on traffic, it takes me about an hour to get here from work.
Okay. So you think 4:30 is that good, or do you have...
I'll be squeezing it, but yeah.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. We've planned for 4 hours, so we'll go till 9 for the board retreat. And we will let you know where it will be.
That is a special meeting, by the way. It is a meeting. So.
Anything else? Okay. We will move on to, we skipped the approval of board meetings, skip the treasures. Directly to section F. Superintendent's report?
Yeah, so you'll have a motion in front of you here in just a moment asking that we suspend our eligibility policy, which is IGDK. The reason for that, when we went to enforce the policy this past week, there was a lot of evidence that was provided to us that we had failed to communicate clearly that we would be fully enforcing our eligibility policy. There was a lot of questions on discretion that people brought to our attention, which made it difficult for us to have a clean starting point as far as new administration, old administration. The cleanest way for us to do it is to basically suspend our policy right now, put it in force at the end of this grading period. So this grading period, the grades they receive now will be what would be subject to our eligibility policy. So you have to suspend a policy per our board policy at each meeting until you're done suspending the policy. You can't just do it for 3 months. So you'll see it tonight, and you'll see it at the October meeting as well. This exact same motion that you'll see here in a moment, and that's why. At the next regular meeting in September, you'll see a proposal where we remove the F from our eligibility policy. And if we have any other changes that we're recommending, you'll see them at that first reading at that point. So it will all tie together. October meeting has second reading, and we're done. Okay, and that'll be the direction for the principals to follow in regards to eligibility. We'll make sure we clearly communicate that to the public. There's not going to be discretion. It'll be whatever the policy is, we will enforce at that point in time. There are several questions that we have to delve into at the next meeting in regards to eligibility and who that pertains to, the different groups within the school. So we'll prep you with all the materials prior to the meeting, but we'll have a good discussion. So The first reading won't be your typical first reading. It'll be more of a work session on that policy. The hiring process. We've received some feedback from folks in the community questioning why we haven't started hiring our basketball coaches for the varsity program. We do have a recommendation that will be coming to you at the regular meeting on the 16th for the head position. We're not going to hire any assistants before we have the head position in place. Okay. So that's why, if you've heard any blowback from people, why aren't you hiring this person or that person as an assistant? I'm not going to tie the hands of a head coach. Okay. So I'm waiting for that recommendation. Once we get that, we'll push that out in front of the board.
So we open for discussion on that?
Sure.
Did we do what we, when I asked the last meeting, did we set up a group panel to do that? Because I think we should do that with all the head coaches, like we talked about last meeting.
Right. We can do that. Where we have our hands tied is our contract. We have somebody on staff, they have first dibs. And I understand the concern about moving forward. I think we do need to talk about that, but there's several things we have to talk about. It's the contract itself. Do we need to seek an MOU with the union?
I understand what you're saying on that, except past history, we've not always followed that.
And I agree. And I'm not going to violate board policy. And I'm going to violate our contract either. So that's the difference. So that helps you. But I certainly, our process of setting up committees to hire head coaches, Mr. Mason is working on the improvement plan for the athletic department, which we have target dates to present that to the board. Our hiring process will be part of that. I think it'll be pretty clear when we get into negotiations. That's an area that we want to look at. So that frees up our hands somewhat if we can get some movement on that. But until then, we're kind of tied into that.
So I'm just going to ask, Matt, did anybody apply? Were there multiple people that applied for this job in our district or in our school?
Internal was one.
Okay. And that's all I have for my report.
Okay. We will move on to unfinished business, section G.
Oh, Madam President, I move that the board accept the revised superintendent contract effective August 12, 2014 as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I'm assuming the only change we made was to the health
benefits.
Insurance of
correct.
Family. From
yeah.
We had used the template from Mr. Hall's contract and missed that piece of it.
I read through it again. I saw where you had that highlighted.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. For the public, it was single. It's family.
Any more discussion? You call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dax?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion passed, 5-0.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. Extension of eligibility.
Okay. Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board suspend policy IGDK, interscholastic extracurricular eligibility, until October 21st, regular board meeting. By default, the district must then follow the Ohio High School Athletic Association eligibility policy. This suspension is necessary as the superintendent and board wish to amend the policy and to provide ample time to clearly communicate the changes to the staff, student body, and parents.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dax?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion passed, 5-0.
Madam President, I move that the board approve the employment of Todd Mustaine as treasurer, CFO, beginning October 1st, 2014 through July 31st, 2017, a starting salary of $79,000.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Can you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dax?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion passed, 5-0.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We like the green, by the way.
Good job on the diverse green.
You don't have to wear green in school. Don't worry
about it. It's an eight color
now. All right.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board awards the following athletic supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year as listed.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dax?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Jim Maddox as a substitute bus driver effective September 3rd, 2014.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dax?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the resignation of Amanda Cordle, seventh grade football cheerleading coach, effective August 22nd, 2014.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
She went to, she's a full-time aide now, and she can't coach, but if she does, she gets all the time for the coaching. So classified employees typically can't hold a coaching position for that reason. She agreed to do that. She wasn't forced to do it.
Do we have another coach in place?
We do.
The eighth grade coach was going to be able to actually play on the same night, at the same place, at the same time. So they will. She will handle both duties.
Yes, can you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dax?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion passed 4-0.
Okay. Let's get to executive session. I make a motion that we enter an executive session at 7:13. PM for the purpose of one or the more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes.
Second that.
Can you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dax?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0.
No action to be taken.
Oh, we'll be taking over their action.
No action.